Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
So before we get to Oscar's wedding, Rob, about your headphone level,
yeah.
Because I was in denial when my hearing was checked, and then recently I got my hearing checked and it was okay, which stunned me.
Right.
I still can't hear the television the way I should. I still can't hear a conversation in a crowded restaurant. It's still, to me, it would indicate that I've got an issue, but I'm not revisiting it because,
right.
You know, there are enough things falling off my body and failing.
Essentially,
my body
that's just cosmetic surgery at this point.
So before the show, I heard Rob's headphones bleed through, and I said, "Your headphones must be really loud." And you said, "No, they're not." And then two of the guys, Pony and Oscar, said they're loud.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, what is the real answer? Do you think?
Probably like Thursday.
That's the answer.
I'm sorry, I wasn't able to understand the question.
Oh, I get it. You were doing a hearing joke. That's funny.
All right, let's see. I have my headphones cupped on my ears right now.
Okay.
Let me take them off and see if they bleed to the headphone, or through the microphone, okay?
All right.
Anything?
One, two, three. Four. Yeah, they're loud.
Are they?
Yeah.
Ah.
God.
God, all right. Okay, okay, all right. Okay.
Sounds how like loud are they, fellas?
So, respectively, and you're in front of the
respectfully.
All right.
Respectfully. Damn it!
Let's do statistics here. If I look at the
never
headphone amp
it.
And you have, you know, you look at the volume knob like a clock, where straight up would be 12, okay?
Yeah.
I'm at 11 o'clock. Oscar is at, about 8.5. Pony is below that. Pony's at 7 o'clock. So yeah, I'd say I'm twice.
Of course he is.
Well, yeah, he's got delicate, gentle ears.
Oh, yeah, it's my fault.
And
but there are a number of values given to it. Why would you give it a clock value?
Because I thought it would be easier to picture
it. Picture it. It's yes. 1 to 10. What a weirdo.
It's actually not 1 to 10. My numerical value is 2.75. Pony's is...
What is he looking... Are you blind? There's like a 7... When I know when it's your headphones, you're like at 6 or 7.
Do you want to come over here and look at it?
No.
I know mine's a 2. You know,
yeah, you're actually at about a 1.5.
I don't care about the numbers.
Yeah.
I don't care about the numbers. I care about the volume. You know, the fact is that if you're running your headphones, if you take them off, is it obnoxiously loud? Like some disc jockeys I have worked with in the past, where you could hear the headphones if they were off the head down the hallway.
Yeah, they're not that bad.
Right. They're
but
bad
they're
enough
loud.
If you're doing a broadcast and you leave his headphones off, you will get feedback.
You should turn them all down in that case.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let me take mine off and you guys talk. Give me a 10 count.
Okay. 1, 2,
oh, yeah.
3, mm-hmm.
Yeah, but Mike,
4,
you're 60, basically.
5.
Come on.
CBS FM.
Rob is 10
this
years
is
younger
math.
Than you.
Mm. Yes, he is. Yeah. Well, you know, 10 years younger in age alone, you know, as far as the mental age, he's 70 years older than
older,
me.
Older.
You're older. You're the oldest soul I've ever worked with. And, you know, you were doing Jack Benny shtick on social media overnight.
Right? It was great. I hadn't watched any Frank Nelson in a while.
So painful. Jack Benny. Jack Benny, my father. You know what my father said about Jack? He's hack.
Wow.
That's my father who's
that's
over
where
100
the,
years
that's
old.
That's
where
the dead. Anger comes from.
I still have...
No, the anger comes from being Irish. By the way, skipping ahead in the show.
Yes.
I didn't call you about this because I sometimes just assume.
Ooh, yeah.
I trust you have Lawrence O'Donnell's meltdown.
Of course.
Okay, so...
He is an unhappy fellow.
First of all, Lawrence O'Donnell is the...
Can we call him Larry?
Larry O'Donnell.
Yes.
Lawrence O'Donnell is the equivalent of what the people on Fox are. He's a left-wing pundit
right.
who has a show on MSNBC, comes on after Rachel Maddow, and, you know, it's the Trump attack every single night. You know, sometimes I'm into him, sometimes I'm not. I've always thought that both Rachel Maddow and Lawrence O'Donnell, and by the way, people know my politics, they take a long time getting to their points. A lot of these pundits take an awful long time setting up their deals, right? Mm-hmm. It can get tedious, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the thing about Lawrence O'Donnell, though, and anyone that is a talking head on television, we are going to be interviewing the man that had one of the greatest meltdowns of all time, and it lasted for 20 years, right? Now, Bill O'Reilly?
We may actually revisit that in the audio vault as well today. I thought you might be primed to hear it.
Bill O'Reilly has a rave out with his producers because something's going on technically behind the scenes that is frustrating him. I thought that anyone, local, national, television, they're not going to ever repeat that because you have the example of what can happen. Now, with that said, if tapes were released of some of my greatest meltdowns during the show, you could fill, I think, a very good box set with some of my meltdowns.
We could have a whole network. We would call it MSONBC.
MSO.
Michael Sean O'Mara, National Broadcasting Company.
Or it would be RIP MSONBC.
Oh, that's it. Too soon.
When I think about it, it's actually people with the name O, the last name that starts with O.
Well, what I about, I mean, exactly that would be a large overlap with people whose last names start with Mick, and Mac has no temper.
Well, no, I mean, are you making an Irish slur?
That is absolutely.
Willy-nilly. Yeah, willy-nilly. He's like, oh, I know what this is.
It was actually just something about name
Bill
spelling.
Bill O'Reilly, Lawrence O'Donnell, Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. But these are all Irish names.
Back
to your slur.
What about McIntosh?
You have to.
I'm Scottish.
Why are you bringing him into this discussion?
Because he's here and he's exciting.
He's a show killer. You know that.
He's a show killer, and we're setting something up that's very, very intense. So my point is, anyone that's on television, you would think by now, especially network television on a national stage, would try to be. You know, if they're pissed, it would be behind a closed door with a producer, with a technical director, in an environment where, you know, you wouldn't be there for everybody to see. It was almost a carbon copy of the O'Reilly demeanor. Did you get a chance to see this, Oscar?
Oh, I have not seen it.
Okay, you're going to hear just the audio, but the video is great because on the video, you will see the video where he does these kind of... like that, where he's just, and I've done that too. I mean, here it is. The pressure of network television, of doing a broadcast, of doing a live, sometimes it's just you feel as though that everything is working against you and you feel as though there's a conspiracy, and there really rarely is. And I say this fully with the knowledge that I know everybody in that room has heard me rant and rave and take it personally, but when you do it on TV and they're rolling tape, there's something about it.
Yeah, there's something. If you have a lavalier mic, if you have a lavalier mic on your lapel, you should know to shut your mouth. Yeah. Because really.
And Oscar, we will get to your bombshell.
Oh, no problem.
Oscar's got a wedding bombshell. That
Bombshell.
Wedding.
I want to make sure that we set this thing up and that I'm properly remorseful for as someone who has. Who has ranted and raved. Not as much as because when you're doing a broadcast, you've got technical stuff all the time. And in a network television show, it's times 50. You got so many different things that are going on. So
and you're Lawrence, on camera.
But Lawrence O'Donnell's demeanor on camera is not like Bill O'Reilly. He's not bombastic. He's very opinionated, but he's also kind of cool,
but it
makes for school.
That's
right?
What makes it so out of character and cringeworthy. Right. And just hearing it is cringeworthy. It's 8 minutes long. I've compressed it, so I've given you the best because we don't have
how much
8 minutes
did you
to spare.
Compress it into?
We've got like about I think it's like 95 seconds here.
Oh, how did you get it down to 95 seconds?
You will see, it works just fine because I could play the whole thing, but I think you'll like this.
All right, let's listen to this. Is Lawrence O'Donnell raving out at people that are in his earpiece and somebody's hammering. Do you have the hammering
part? Yes, the hammering, yeah.
Okay, so somebody's hammering.
This like be fun. Somebody
working. Right. Let's listen to Lawrence O'Donnell kind of losing it on his TV show.
What's going on? Why am I losing this? Why don't I have sound? All right, it's back. Someone's pressing buttons and turning my sound off.
Who's asking for a Labor Day rundown in my ear? Someone in that control room is out of control. There's insanity in the control room tonight. You have insanity in my earpiece. Every time we go to Assad, there's a woman talking in my ear about something that has nothing to do with what we're doing here. Stop the hammering. Stop the hammering out there. Who's got a hammer? Where is it? Where's the hammer? Is it on the... Go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering. Stop the hammering. I'll go down to the floor myself and stop it. Keep the commercial break going. Call Phil Griffin. I don't care who the you have to call. Stop the hammering. Empty out the control room and find out where this is going on. It's either there or there or out there somewhere. The woman talking in my ear was talking about the Labor Day special repeatedly. Out of control.
Crazy. That's the F word.
Sound coming in my ear. This stupid hammering. It just sucks. It sucks to be out here with this out of control.
And does that not remind you of this?
I have to defer here. I know we have to take a break. I'm calling an audible.
Okay,
we're gonna start the show. Do you have the raw? Do you have all?
I can bring the raw. Yeah.
Can you bring that during the break?
Sure.
We can do that. Mm-hmm. So we get. I want you to hear how it, because it's worthy of.
Does it ramp up?
It ramps up a little bit, and then, you know, I mean, condensing that, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to make a mistake here by playing the entire thing where we can.
Well, you see, here's the deal. I think you can, but the problem was is that I had intended it for the audio vault, and I knew we couldn't do 8 minutes in the audio vault.
Okay.
So that's the only reason I
We need to linger on this.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's been a long time since we've had a good old-fashioned rave out.
Yeah.
And by the way, if it gets meandering, can you skip ahead and stuff like that?
I'll bring it up on a YouTube player so we can move
around.
Like
4 minutes, but we don't have time to do that. And what's going on? Somebody's in my ear. What?
We need the Labor Day rundown.
Can you just cut it down to 4 minutes? What's going on? We'll take a break, and you're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. God damn it.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Oh, here you are, my little cloudy darling. Go get the hens and destroy yon upstart.
Jason! Boston! Christian!
Catchy tune, that. I can't seem to get it out of my head.
And shake it.
That's what we've been doing all night.
Oh?
Yeah, it was a great party.
Ooh. And we brought back lots of lovely souvenirs. Here is the motor.
And I've got a little
love.
And I've got a hole in my pocket.
A hole?
Well, half a hole anyway. I gave the rest to Jeremy.
What can he do with half a hole?
I fix it to keep his mind from wandering.
Hey, look at John, will ya?
What's the matter, John, love? Blue meanies?
Newer and bluer meanies have been sighted within the vicinity of this theatre. Oh, there's only one way to go out.
How's that?
Singing!
One, two,
three.
Ah!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Live from the Piper Studios in our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show, the Mike O'Mara Show worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you are in the know. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24-7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Draft. Fantasy football fans, another weekend's coming. Football. Hey, fantasy fans, has your team already indicated to you that they're not even going to be in the running this year? Are you depressed about the fact that your beloved hometown team has no chance whatsoever because of an inept offense run by Eli Manning? Hey, fear not. You can still enjoy the NFL by playing fantasy football. And fans, Draft is weekly fantasy football, but it ain't like the other guys. With Draft, you play real live snake drafts with other people, just like in a season-long league, and here's how it works. The draft lasts for just 1 week. There's no management, no salary caps, just set it, forget it. And once you're done drafting, that's it. You don't trade, you don't waiver, none of that. Draft even takes care of last-minute injuries for you. Draft starts every couple of minutes, so you can join right now.
When?
Yes.
Thursday.
And the best part, cold hard cash. Drafts start from just a dollar, so there's a draft for everyone. Come and join us on Draft today. Download the app anytime. Just search Draft in your app store and join a game in minutes or play right from your computer on playdraft.com like I do. The choice is yours. The O'Mara household loves Draft. For a limited time only, all new players get a free entry into a draft when you make your first deposit. But you got to use the promo code TMOS. That's right. Play real money games for free just for using promo code TMOS on your first deposit on Draft. Just search Draft in the App Store or go to playdraft.com and play free with promo code TMOS. Okay. We're talking about the Lawrence O'Donnell MSNBC meltdown. Let's get right to it so we don't linger, and we'll chat about what we need to chat about. He's having some sort of technical problems, and then someone begins to hammer out. Oh, I love this. I'm sorry.
Is this in D.C. or New York? Do you know?
Boy, Lawrence O'Donnell. I would think maybe Lawrence O'Donnell's based in D.C. based on the handoffs that I see Rachel Maddow do from New York. I think that might be the case, but I'm not sure.
All right. The tape is just over 8 minutes, and it is from August 29th, which is why, obviously, he's talking about the Labor Day rundown.
Labor Day, right.
Okay.
Yep.
And so here we go. Pony, this will be uncensored, so we'll have some beeping to do in post.
Okay.
All right. Here we go, Lawrence O'Donnell.
See how that one goes. Thank you, Rachel. Well, today, President Trump visited Texas, but he forgot to bring any empathy with him, but he did bring a hat that is for sale.
58 seconds.
What's going on? Why am I losing this? Why don't I have sound?
Beginning of the rant.
All right, it's back. Someone's pressing buttons and turning my sound off. Who's asking for a Labor Day rundown in my ear?
Lawrence O'Donnell.
Sip of coffee.
Getting angry.
Someone in that control room is out of control.
Yeah, can you pause it right there?
Yeah,
okay,
sure.
The first thing I noticed that when he says that, he says it in his, like, announcer voice.
So he's not broken character yet.
When he's slamming Trump, he goes, someone in that control room is out of control.
He's starting to mess with his papers, too. That's another
tone. You
know,
I have to say this, and I don't like to kick a dog when he's down, but the fact is that many of us also on the left consider Lawrence O'Donnell a bit of an ass.
Oh,
thank you.
Okay.
I just thought I'd say that. No, he just can get tedious, you know.
Messing with papers.
He's folding.
20 seconds.
Let me explain the Irish. He wants to be
God
angry now.
Damn it.
10 seconds.
Lawrence. Yeah. Okay. Right there is the moment where he looks at me and he goes,
and slams
like
his fist. Literally slams his fist like a little kid.
He's shaking.
Before you continue, who outed him?
Mediate is the website that launched the tape. We don't know who actually leaked
it. But somebody
it.
Who hates
yeah, somebody,
him
yeah. somebody
had to take that tape and send it over.
Yep.
Yeah, wasn't the O'Reilly thing post current affair?
Like, yeah.
Not current affair. What was that? Inside Edition?
Inside
or
Edition,
O'Reilly
exactly.
Was doing. Yeah, so let's... somebody right. probably busted it out of...
Burned
so there must be someone who damn. Doesn't like this guy.
Well, the Trump administration would say there are moles everywhere, guys.
No, I, mean,
you
I would
have
think
those moles
I'm sure it... Let's be realistic here. It's a PA that hated him. That's all it was.
Yeah, it could be. Mike, it's a guy with a hammer that did it. All right, let's get back to it.
Papers rustling.
Yep. Moves his pen. Mm-hmm. He is glaring.
So the president went to Texas today, and as Politico reports, he did not meet a single storm victim, see an inch of rain, or get near a flooded street. Born in horrific disaster and tragedy, and into that tragedy today stepped the president of the United States. There's insanity in the control room tonight.
Slow burn.
Mm-hmm. 15 seconds.
Oh, the papers.
10 seconds.
It's a live TV you're hearing behind the scenes.
5, 4.
Live TV from 2 weeks ago.
If you think the president's language was a little too celebratory about the sudden fame that can happen to people during hurricane coverage, a fame no one should welcome, if you think the president's language missed closer and closer to the president himself. One of the deaths in Houston that was ignored by President Trump is Police Sergeant Steve Perez, who had been missing since Sunday morning. You have insanity in my earpiece. Don't leave it there. All right, it's not my earpiece. It's somebody talking on our lines.
A PA somebody just tried to switch it out. Yeah.
Yeah.
10 seconds.
I just like the whole thing. Yeah. It's meandering, but he goes back to character.
President Trump did not mention Sergeant Perez.
He is trying to ream out Trump.
And he has not tweeted about people are in shelters across Texas tonight. Here's Houston's mayor, Sylvester Turner, this afternoon. Every time we go to a SOT, there's a woman talking in my ear about something that has nothing to do with what we're doing here.
You're listening to the sound of seething.
Yes, exactly.
Seething man. It doesn't translate that well on audio, but I'm enjoying it. Lawrence? Stand by, Lawrence.
Joining us now, James Fallows, national correspondent for The Atlantic and former speechwriter for President Jimmy Carter.
Right.
Also with
us, Josh
Earnest, former White House press secretary for President Obama.
Pause it right there. Pause it right there. How many times when I've been like turbo, like white hot pissed,
right,
do I phone in like half of the show where I'm just like going, okay, here we go. Like that's it. Because he's so.
He's really pissed.
He doesn't want to broadcast. Now, what he wants to do is he wants to scream and yell. I don't know why I understand him so well.
Well, you empathize.
And
you understand.
After listening to it, what he wants to do is some hand lotion, because have you ever heard drier fingers on paper?
Yeah, honestly.
It sounds like the paper is Mike.
To be fair, if we're really being honest, this is Mike O'Mara light. Mike burns so much hotter than this.
This is true.
But right? I also recover fast.
Yeah, I bet that he's still pissed, and you would have forgotten about it.
Have you seen his statement on Twitter? He's going on the apology tour now.
He owns it, too. He owned it right away. It'll be over like within 24 hours.
Right.
But the tape
it's in
is
Variety.
Out there.
I was shocked.
Yeah. He owned it. He said, I'm a bad person, a bad
A anchor. Better anchorman and a better person would have handled a better reaction to technical difficulties. I'm sorry.
Yep. Absolutely.
The image that I have paused on my screen right now.
Can I just say this also? And I fall into this category. It ain't worth a pile of warm
spit. No, it's not cancer.
Nobody's going to have to go see a shrink for PTSD because of this.
And also keep in mind, all these rave outs didn't air.
Right.
These are in a room. I mean, he was able to at least keep it under control.
He's getting murdered online.
But the image that I have frozen on my screen right now, really, I wouldn't be surprised if I hit play if his face split open and an alien came out. Because that's the intensity on his expression.
Right.
Let's get back to this. We can hear more of him. Mike, I love your word. He's seething.
He's seething right now.
It's MSNBC is what it is.
Right.
Okay.
There he is.
He is not happy.
Lawrence.
Some hand gesture.
I'm in his back.
Lawrence, we need you to gather yourself right now. Lawrence, please be a professional.
He's waving things off now.
James Fallows and Josh Earnest, thank you both for joining us tonight. Really appreciate it. Coming up, is Donald Trump going to be called to testify to Congress? Michael Iskoff has the latest on that.
And they go to break. Time to be angry.
Stop the hammering. Stop the hammering out there.
By the
Who's
way,
got a hammer?
Can you go
Where
back
is
to that? Because I can hear that right when he goes back. I can hear the hammering.
Sure.
I can hear the hammering on his microphone.
Right,
this is
go.
Great.
Josh Earnest, thank you both for joining us tonight. Really appreciate it. Coming up, is Donald Trump going to be called to testify to Congress? Michael Iskoff has the latest on that.
Listen.
Stop the hammering. Stop the hammering out there. Who's got a hammer? Where is it?
He's
Where's
standing.
The hammer? Is it on the... Go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering.
Diego, move it.
Stop the hammering.
Get my bagel.
I'll go down to the goddamn floor myself and stop it. Keep the goddamn commercial break going.
And there is a terrified PA looking at him right now. Just trying to give him some blue cards.
Call fucking Phil Griffin. I don't care who the you have to call. Stop the hammering.
Lawrence O'Donnell.
Empty out the goddamn control room and find out where this is going on. It's either Seriously. There or there. Can, or out there they, somewhere.
Can our listeners hear it? Because it sounds like someone
yeah,
really
you
is.
Can hear it. Boom,
yeah, you
boom,
can hear it.
Boom, boom.
Sledgehammer to do this. You know?
Not the night to hammer for Lawrence no. O'Donnell. Because he has to do the Labor Day rundown, Mike.
Yeah, well, he's got the thing in his ear going on.
Exactly.
And then he's got the hammering.
Yeah.
Lawrence O'Donnell.
Now he's not even making
the
eye
contact.
The
woman talking in my ear was talking about the Labor Day special. Repeatedly, every time we went to a SOT.
What's a SOT?
Sound on tape.
Yeah. Okay. What do you mean in the conversation? Not in the Bush SOT, no.
There's the terrified PA again.
Out of control.
I wish we didn't have to edit it.
I know.
Effing out of control S is what he said.
1 minute.
1 minute, Lawrence. 1 minute to live television in your nice suit.
You're going
to
see a trend.
Harass and intimidate people of color. The new sheriff of Maricopa County, who beat Joe Arpaio, joins us next.
He's running through his lines.
I don't know why I bother to say how to cut the SOTs when you don't do it.
Now he's
I just
mad
don't.
At his
I don't know why I just. So now I have to chase those stupid. Goddamn entrails that you allowed him to stick out there. Jesus Christ.
He just broke his pen.
Crazy fucking sound coming in my ear. This fucking stupid hammering.
Mm. The ham's probably the guy who released the video.
Yeah.
I told you why I wanted those fucking words cut.
Mm. Now his hair's messed up.
yeah, he messes his hair up like great. Three it quarters.
Fucking sucks. It fucking sucks to be out here with this out of control shit. Any fucking thing can come into my ear at any moment. That's what I know. Anybody can
Sorry,
get into
pony.
My fucking ear at any time. Some woman talking about what we're doing after the show.
Some woman.
Yeah, a woman.
How dare
yeah,
you?
A woman. You get that, too.
Yeah.
Some woman. Your friend.
What is it gone?
These f***ing things. There's a reason these words have to be cut precisely.
Lawrence O'Donnell.
This is the most I've ever heard of him.
And everyone in the audience is going to complain about what that guy just said is absolutely right.
He might come out on top.
Yep.
Tough to hear Lawrence O'Donnell when you got the Fox News channel on all the time. Yeah.
Fair and balanced, Mike.
He really does look like
How
a crazy
How do you say this
man.
Guy's last name?
That's one of mine. How do you pronounce the last name?
Yeah.
I've done that on the audio, on the mailbag.
Guests' faces coming up in the middle of a script.
This is a long. This is longer than O'Reilly. That's a
yeah.
He's the new champion.
Endurance, Mike.
Reigning champion, Lawrence yeah, O'Donnell.
Well, I think the subdued nature of the way he's raving out is actually actually worse.
And
it's
scene.
Too long.
Yes.
It's too.
Well, because you're like, dude, you should have gotten over it by then.
Yeah, he should have walked.
It's too long.
Walk?
Too, he just,
you can't just
he
quit jobs.
That.
No, I mean, just walk off the street. Let the PA talk.
It's the nature of the biz. I mean, you get that. Everybody's had their moments. I mean, it's not a happy place. Go up and see the Today Show. Look in the windows. Watch the way it's live television. There's no room for error, and it's kind of crazy.
They're holding your junk.
When I watched the on the computer, I did not hear the hammering until we get it on our show.
That's good.
And
though.
I mean, he's got a legitimate. Beat.
And if we heard it on his mic, he's hearing it loud. It's
right.
got to be thundering
exactly.
in his studio.
Well,
Mr.
let me
O'Donnell.
Tell you this. That, thank you, Lawrence. We appreciate the breakdown of that. And I hope you enjoyed it, folks. And it's online. Everybody's watching.
I think he's going to make it out on top even more.
I think he's going to come back.
I think it might help him. I think he's not going to get fired because.
No.
I think he might come back as a kid show host.
Wait. Is it fair to say, if we're being really honest, that there is going to be an HR conversation for a hostile work environment?
because that happens to everybody.
Sure.
Yes, that is going to happen, and that's why we do not have an HR department at the Michael.
Oh my God! We would all be fired by now.
That's right.
All of us.
All of us. We'd fire each other.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'd fire each other. That's right. We'd all be on the street corner. That's what would happen. We're going to take a break. Speaking of meltdowns, all is not wonderful in the Santana household, ladies and gentlemen.
This is true, Mike.
Our boy's getting married real soon. He's got a bachelor party this weekend, but apparently things have begun to spiral a little bit. He'll update us when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show, Chicago.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Hi. I know you don't care for me, but I'm wondering if I can change your mind. I know you think I'm a bit boorish and not as attractive as some of the other men you've dated. But because I love you so, and because I'm so needy, I was wondering if I could change your mind.
Oh.
Look at me. I'm looking at you with love in my eyes. I care for you more than other men. I have a need more than other men. So, although you're not thinking the way I'm thinking, I'm wondering on this particular Friday, if just this once, I could change your mind.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the show, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. If you're buying a house, you probably don't know what you're doing. Hey, no offense. You know, it's a tricky endeavor. You don't do it all the time. It doesn't make sense to consult, with your neighbor, your grandfather. It makes sense to consult an expert.
Someone who knows.
That has your best interest in mind. You need someone who understands the best way for you to get what you need. Our friends at Cornerstone First Financial will be able to get you through the finance process quickly and easily and at the best rate possible. Right now, interest rates are low, 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 so now is the time to lock it in before they go up again. Be like listener Maureen Knight. When she refinanced, Cornerstone got the lender to pay the closing costs, so she spent zero out of pocket. Plus, they helped save her a ton on her homeowner's insurance. That's what they do
yes.
at Cornerstone First Woo-hoo! Financial. That's cornerstonefirst.com/TMOS, where you can call them at 202-625-1221. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida, Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. I love that. No
getting
out of pocket.
Done.
And they helped around the homeowners, too, which is
good
awesome.
Guys.
Perfect.
Good guys.
They're out there. And if you get people to know how to negotiate, like Cornerstone, you're going to do well. Welcome back to the show. Well, speaking of meltdowns, Oscar Santana, things are spiraling a little bit. As far as the wedding front, you're not.
Yes.
The wedding is on. Don't make. Make no mistake.
The wedding is on.
For now.
Deposits are not refundable.
Again,
the wedding is on.
It's all about logistics, Mike. Right. And what is more important than making sure that everybody is happy? Not the groom
Nothing's
and the bride,
important.
But everybody is happy.
Yes.
Everybody's got to be happy.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yes. Okay. Now, anyone that's gotten married. And Mike, you've been down this road multiple times.
Yes. Okay, but Rob, every show. Do we have to mention that on every goddamn show?
He's been down the road so many times, he has a speed pass.
Thanks so much.
A there sun you pass. Go.
Thanks. Okay. All right, Jim Gaffigan. Thank you very much.
Hey. He's not funny.
As of late, right? There any fires that have come up that needed to be put out. My family's been great about it. We had an issue with the flowers. My dad stepped in, said I've been gone for 6 months. I'll pay for the flowers, right?
Oh, that's terrific. Whatever.
Buy me with your money, Dad, anytime. I'm in.
That's delightful that
Buy
you
my
have
love.
Family.
Buy my
your
love.
Family is extremely generous.
Yes. Now, Shannon's family. Different story. So,
not so generous.
Not even generous. It's
takers.
Like, it's because they don't have
such an ugly word.
Anything to do with the wedding whatsoever, right?
Okay. Well, they'll attend.
They'll attend. Now they're making, and again, not all of them, but some of the ladies are making it about them.
That's
not cool.
That's
me.
Not cool. And I got to come home to no dinner and a sourpuss face for my fiance, soon to be wife. And I don't work this hard for that.
Is
Let me
this
put that
because
out there.
Is this because of the members of the wedding party that are causing some
members of her family. Okay, grief. Again, who is the wedding for, really? Let's be honest about this.
It's the two of you.
Yes, but really, who out of the two of
the
us?
The bride. It's the wedding Shannon. Is for the
it's
bride.
It's for her, right?
It's for the bride. It's always for the bride, and that's why the family of the bride normally takes care of everything.
Yeah. Exactly.
Not happening this time. It's fine. Old Fantana is.
You're okay with that?
It's in care business. I'm not okay with that. I have to. There's no choice.
Okay, you have no choice. Yes. But the fact is, if you are giving, then not only is this the bride's thing, and they should be mindful of that. I'm hearing a skip a little bit of in the background. I don't know where that's coming from, but a little little bounce back. Little
maybe reverb. That's a prenup bouncing back to
hello?
Us.
Hello? 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 Hello?
Skip back.
Yeah, it's somebody's headphone. Hello?
Did you could also turn off the headphones that... How about muting everybody's mics, Rob?
It's already done.
Let me try it again.
They're done?
Mm-hmm. We'll do a little sound check as we're doing that. Here we go. Ooh, got a little glitch there. Everybody okay?
Yes.
Everybody hear me?
You are connected. Seems to be A-okay.
Want me to try it again?
Please. Yes.
Hello? Hello?
Your Skype's not up and running on your end, right? Volume-wise?
That could be me. Let me check and see. But anyway, getting back to it, okay. The bottom line is
Shannon's family is also getting a skip back, and they'd like you to take care of it. If you could.
So the people that aren't ponying it up are wanting to get more and more and more, right?
Yes. So they more and more and more is like, okay, Saturday day. I don't know what it takes to be a bride. I don't care. I just know how much it costs, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Bottom line.
It's an expensive endeavor.
I guess there's makeup artists involved. There is hair people.
Hold on. Makeup artists for Shannon, right?
For Shannon. Now,
how about for the groom?
The sister, I get nothing. Trust me. I told him.
Comes in looking like Joel Grey in Cabaret.
It's at 5 o'clock. I'll see you at 4 o'clock, right? I'm going to take my time. I'm not shuttling anybody anywhere. I'm not driving people. I'm not picking up anything. I'm not doing dick. I've done my part.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
So who's mucking this up? I mean, I don't need names or specific, but there are people that are wanting things.
There are people in Shannon's life without naming names.
Don't name names.
That are getting makeup artists as well, are getting hair done as well.
On your dime?
No, not on my dime, but still on my time.
Oh,
right?
Okay, I'm with you. All right.
And
so in other
it's
words,
it's frustrating my soon-to-be wife a little where she's like, well, I mean, this is my wedding,
mm-hmm.
but I'm being nice and I'm coordinating, you know, whatever face artist is coming over to throw on some faces.
So in other words, let me see if I've got this straight. Shannon has somebody doing her hair and makeup
That's usually what happens to brides.
Which is usually
what
I
know.
Happens.
Yeah. Very common.
Now,
yes. Very
and now
common.
There are other women coming over to join in on the makeup and the hair person.
Which is fine if you don't have other responsibilities. Right?
Well, if who doesn't have other responsibilities?
If the people that are glomming on to this Kardashian train that essentially... They have kids. They have to get kid coverage. They have this and that. Like, who knows what's going on, right? And I got to hear about it.
So she's frustrated because she's trying to accommodate her relatives.
Yes.
And meanwhile, it's just growing hair.
And trail of tears of texts. Why won't you take care of this? Why won't you take that? But not financially,
who's saying
but time-wise.
Why won't you take care of this?
Sisters and parents.
Okay. Like so.
Her
so
side.
So they want her to be covering
to start
their...
dealing with all the stuff that has
Why
nothing to do
just
with them.
Go to a salon and take the and not have to
How about
freeload on what's
get a Flowbee. Get a hair, whatever you need to do.
Can't
take a YouTube tutorial and throw on some Mac.
Now, I don't know. The mother and the daughter usually, you know, go
Mac
to the
makeup.
Same place to get the hair done. My daughter was just in Steel Magnolias. I know how that works. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know how. It's stressing her out.
Look, I walk in, again, sourpuss, no dinner. Where's my blue apron? And I said, what's wrong?
Right.
And she starts telling me as we're sitting there, and I'm like, babe, we could do this while you cook. So we go into the kitchen. She starts unpacking the box.
We can do this while you cook.
Daddy's hungry.
I need this for clarity.
Yes.
Okay. And by the way, time-honored tradition, spouses that are in the salt mines that are coming home, there's nothing quite like getting the meal prepared, right?
Oh,
there's nothing...
absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I like unicorns, too.
You know, well, your wife's back at the salt mines, though. Your wife's that's back true. In yeah. the 9 that's to 5. True.
And
while,
to
know,
be honest, she's not much
of
a cook anyway.
You've got your sweet little gig, and you like it, and she's now back. And she loved the idea that she got it. Has the bloom come off the rose as far as the new gig?
No, she loves her job.
She loves her job.
She loves her job.
But she's there all
But
day.
She is, and she loves coming home and talking to me about the problem children. But perhaps this is a discussion for another time.
That's a separate show, but thank you. What are her hours? Just out of curiosity.
She gets there at about 8 and gets out of there about 4.
Okay, so full bad. Day.
It's a great full schedule. Day. It's a good schedule.
When was the last time you put in a full day in your life?
I include myself.
I include myself in that.
I can't even remember.
We are on call 24/7. We do work at all times, night and day. But the fact is, we don't have the Joe 9 to 5.
You don't have
thing.
To be there collectively.
We don't punch a clock.
I think it's blessed that we have very
lucky
to you.
Yeah.
So here it is. So I understand you come home. You're a little bit frustrated.
Yeah.
She's being pulled. She's being pulled in a lot of different directions here. And
but she shouldn't be. Like the whole
what
point
do you expect
the,
her to
the
do?
Point on for be, the point of having everything paid for, right? And having everything taken care of is so I don't have to deal with this. Like I already know. Like I've done my part.
Well, the
I've
thing
included is, my family, I've begged, borrowed and stolen to get this done.
Would it be fair if I said this?
Stole.
If everything in a wedding goes perfectly, it's still a stressful scenario, right?
It shouldn't be, though.
But no, it is because...
We're getting married in a yoga studio. This isn't the National Cathedral.
I'm about to say something that's going to help you,
okay,
so be agreeable.
Appreciate
all right?
It. Thank you.
If it's stressful at its very best, the last thing she needs is more stress put upon her and having her pulled in different directions when her focus should be on really what's important, making Oscar happy.
Yeah. Oscar's world.
Oscar's
so
world.
So what are you saying? You spoke saying, there without saying anything.
No, what I'm saying is that she has
Who
been
are you
put.
Blaming? I'm Irish. I'm blaming you know the, you have to blame, okay? I'm like blaming Lawrence O'Donnell. Blame someone, Rob.
I'm blaming her family for putting extra pressure on her
Got her
when
off
she
her
doesn't
A-game.
Need it.
I'm not ready to blame
she,
her
of all time, she needs to be on her A game.
Yes.
I'm not ready to blame the family yet because I don't know what the scenario is because Oscar, in his own way, a man who is probably the most direct with his personal life on this show, is skirting the real issue, and I need clarity, and I want to get it without jeopardizing your situation.
Mike, they won the lottery. I can do anything.
I have to ask you this question. So the way it's set up, Shannon's getting a person to do her, to pretty her up for the wedding, which is perfectly
normal. I'll give it to you, Mike.
Are they freeloading? Are they trying to horn in?
No. I'll give it to you. This is the deal.
And you haven't? Did you hire Rob Ford for this?
No.
Okay.
Hey, I have to say, hey, what are you going to get your bridesmaids gifts?
Oh, like, yes.
What you, I guess I know that's a tradition,
you
right?
Give them a like traditional a gratitude gift.
Yeah. And she's like, well, what should I get them? And I said, I'm asking you. Like, I don't
my
know what
wives,
they want. Like,
my,
you know
my wives all gave them IOUs. Saying, the money's not here yet, but it will be. I'll take you out.
You know, Oscar, with the holidays coming up, no one ever
That's
turns down.
That's a small annoyance because I can't solve that problem for you. I can if you need to,
so
but
so she needs to, she hasn't figured
That's
that out.
That's how that own. Started.
How about canned hams?
I don't need a bunch of hams at my wedding.
Hold on. Incidentally, if we're keeping track, though.
A bunch of hams.
Blame. By the way, I'm all about where to place the blame.
Yes.
Right.
Blame on, I'm sorry, the bride.
Blame
that on Oscar. Sorry. Yeah. For now.
Daggers.
That's her thing. Go ahead. Yeah. Get it done.
That's
do it.
One.
Yeah, and the thing is, I just want to make, I want to be clear, because in an Irish family, since it is always about blame, I like to know who's at fault here, and obviously
I still blame the family.
This is what
happened.
They're
horning in on the whole
thing. They're making it worse when they should make it better.
This is what happened. My girl tells me that her little sister is, you know, because she's the maid of honor, is going to be getting her hair and makeup done at this like it during the same time sequence that she is, which is no big deal. That's, I think, commonplace.
Yeah, I think
for
it's
whatever
fairly
these,
traditional.
These girls
is she
do.
Going to a salon?
No, they're getting ready at the hotel and the lady's going to them. Right. So that's
so they're bringing somebody.
Yeah.
In.
Somebody.
So
in,
is she
right?
spending the
a little more expensive?
Oh, yeah.
The eve of the wedding.
I think my sister's probably paying for it, if I'm not mistaken.
The night before.
I haven't had put a check out for that yet.
Shannon is staying at a hotel so you can be traditional and not see her before the ceremony.
I don't know. I think it's just closer to the venue. There's no fairy tale romance in this thing.
Where right? are you staying at your house?
I don't even know, Mike. I'll Uber over. It doesn't matter to me, right?
It'll probably be an Olney. I'll lay odds that he's an Olney.
You think?
I want to find that out.
No, in his childhood bedroom.
Olney's too far. Why would I Olney's go? Why would I go in the wrong direction?
Calm down. I'm not part of the family. I'm not.
That's right. I don't want my hair done.
To the wedding.
Mike, I don't even have my tie for my tux yet. That's how interested I am right now.
What color do you need?
I don't need your big clown ties.
What?
I need skinny ties.
So anyway, the whole thing sounds like it's getting out of control. Yeah. Is this Bridezilla, Oscar?
You tell me, Mike, because what ended up happening, really the straw that broke the camel's back was when they called the mom, my soon-to-be mother-in-law, and said, hey, do you mind watching my 8-month-old son, which is my sister's sister's kid?
Who got this call? Your mother?
No, my mother-in-law.
Your future mother-in-law.
My future mother-in-law, yes.
Got a call to watch babies.
To watch the babies while the girl got gussied up, right?
So Shannon's mother is asked to watch the kids while Shannon's sister
Not
gets
my baby.
Up.
Shannon's sister's baby.
And this is the morning of the wedding.
Morning of the wedding. Wedding's at 5 o'clock.
That's an imposition.
It is.
Wedding's at 5 o'clock.
I've identified it, Rob. It took a while of sleuthing, but now I've identified it's the sister that's the problem here.
And so we don't want to just blame the entire family.
No,
we
it's
have
the
to
sister.
Be specific.
It's the sister.
But the mom says, well, I need to get ready too.
Ah, yeah. Okay, so taking all around.
Oh, yeah.
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Yeah.
And
can't
I
can't possibly relate to that.
And in my eyes, I'm doing rough math. I'm like, lady, you're almost 70. Like, how long does it take to get ready?
Well, actually,
to
be fair.
Get in the shower. Does she have a man cut?
Yeah.
Like, if she got a man cut, you blow dry it and throw on the tarp.
Some would say when you're 70, you need more time.
No. When you're 70, and I'm closer to it than you, you want more time.
Mm-hmm. And again, beautiful lady. The main reason why I said, hey, let's do this to Shannon, because I looked at her mom. She kept it nice and trim. Minimum wrinkles has held up really well. If this is the DNA, I'm into it. Let's work with this, right?
Yeah.
Relatively low on the battle axe scale.
Yeah. I understand.
Yeah, she looks great. Still can wear little dresses. Well, then, I'm like, all right.
She looks great, so then it's important her looks.
I get it. The wedding's at 5 o'clock. You can't get ready for 2 hours before the kiddo gets dropped off.
The whole thing, look, you're preaching to the choir when you're talking about the idea of time spent preparing. If you have the attractive woman, you're going to, the trade-off is you are going to get the...
If you have the attractive woman.
You get the long lead time. You get the long lead time.
Right.
So, I hear the I hear the yammering up the stairs where I'm like, okay, we don't need this. I still don't have dinner. I walk upstairs and I found out from my sister-in-law that you can have my sister-in-law, my brother's sister.
Right.
That they're hiring a nanny that the hotel provides for their baby.
Oh,
right.
So what
you
they
have
are
a whole daycare center.
Yeah. I said, hey, there's a nanny being hired. I'm sure they can do a 2-for-1 or we spice it up a little bit.
How
many
kids are we talking about? You got two.
Not
with your
my
sister,
kids.
Right?
No kids in my life.
So not that you're aware of. You have the two with your sister. They've got the nanny, right? Luca and the other one.
I wonder what that nanny would sound like.
Tatiana,
Mike.
What?
I wonder what that nanny would sound like.
Hello.
No, I was hoping for Fran Drescher.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm terrible. Well, so if you want Fran to get a good, you always have to get the door.
Hi, Mrs. Amayos. I'm here to watch the babies. Oh, they're lovely. Yes, I'm the nanny provided by the hotel. Goodbye.
Thank you, Fran.
Fran Drescher, the nanny. So,
I offered the solution. Please, I'm living it. I offered the solution, and she says, no, my mother is just being selfish. She is going to watch the little guy.
Oh, so now there's infighting. There's infighting.
Is the sister, the daughter, the two daughters. You got the bride, and the other daughter is the maid of honor.
Yes.
Mom, watch the kids. God damn it. Watch the kids. Don't be obsessing about self.
Yes. Others.
You know what?
Again, I agree, but I gave her the solution, right? And I said, Shan.
Mom gets ready earlier.
That's the solution.
Yes.
But let me explain. I know. Let me tell you. I've lived a long life on this planet. I can tell you the way. You know what this? There is not. Oh, I have to be. You're going to need that alarm a lot.
Okay, that's fine.
The preparation immediately prior to event is extremely important to women who are, you know, who think about beauty and appearance and all. They all want to, you know, when they all want to get ready, you know, when they want, seriously, do you, if you could provide a Prevost bus with shower facilities and one of those makeup tables,
right.
Okay, every date for the hot woman, they would say, oh, okay, what time's dinner? 7 o'clock. Well, if we drive the bus right to the door of the restaurant, I can walk in at 7:01, which means I can do my 3-hour preparation time starting at 5,
right.
And 4 rather, and then be ready to go. No, I understand this whole getting ready
thing. They love to back time so that the moment you have to leave is when they're applying the last false eyelash.
Exactly. And you know what?
Where's the glue?
Where's the glue? I need the glue now.
Meanwhile, in my family, while they meddled early on, they meddled with solutions.
Right.
They meddled with, all right, you're doing it wrong. We have to get you a wedding planner. All right, you're doing...
How's the wedding planner doing, by the way?
I just see an email trail of tears of dollars going the wrong way.
Okay.
Right. But... it's taken care of, right? It's absolutely taken care of.
Does the wedding planner watch children?
When she wrote us about the flowers.
Mac will watch the kids.
Oh, no.
But the children will be ruined.
She wrote us about the flowers. I said, that's too expensive. My sister called my father. My father took care of it.
That's
right?
So cool.
Like, that's great. Now, I'm sure there's going to be more drama on my family side day of.
Yes.
And for the rest of your life.
As Latinos, they like to meddle. But I'll tell you this, that I've never had any drama on my end where people are like, no, you take care of kids. No, you take care of the kids.
I'm really ready to get the hate mail, so I'll say it right now.
Please do.
Never underestimate the self-absorption of the modern American lady. Thank you.
Meanwhile, Dirk's like, Carly, you take all the time you want.
That's right.
Yeah, that's ahead.
Mike O'Mara, P.O. Box 32101.
Yeah,
Washington, D.C. 20007.
It's going to be a happy day, though.
Happiest day of your life. Yes.
Woo! What's the anthem of my life when I write my final biography? You know, it's the sound of a hairdryer. That's exactly what it is. Hours of my life. Man, oh man, that's an amazing amount of hair. What is she doing? Did a polar bear just need a blow dry? What's going on? How can anyone use a blow dry? Does it melt when you run it that long? Anyway, I don't know who I'm
They're
talking
ceramic,
about.
They're ceramic, Mike.
We'll take a break. Or something. We'll do that when we come back. More fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara.
It's Mike O'Mara's personal assistant, Jennifer, with a reminder to listen to him every night at 7 p.m. on 97.1 The Wave. Your beach station. Fun.
Right.
Fun.
Sure.
Fun.
There you go,
baby. I love to say the F word. Don't forget the Mike O'Mara show on 97.1 The Wave. Bye-bye.
Replace you someday with a better sounding girl. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara show, brought to you by Amazon. Shopping Amazon through our website. It's the hot new trend. All the cool kids are doing it.
Yes.
Cool dudes like Alpino Goya. He bought a 53-gallon-per-minute Tsurumi water pump.
Wow.
Ooh.
Steve Partlow bought diabetic test strips. That's the bomb. Hari
the bomb.
Ginka ordered some wool dryer balls. Cool, daddy-o. Anne Wright Weidert got mosquito repellent. It's dummy lit. What is dummy lit?
Oh, that's the best.
Okay.
Kids say it all the time.
So, you see, Amazon sells everything but the kitsch. Oh, wait. Alex Miller got a new faucet for her kitchen sink. Let me read that the way it should have been. You see, Amazon sells everything but the kitsch. Oh, wait. That was bad, too. Hold on. Take three.
Yeah.
You see, Amazon sells everything but the kitsch. Oh, wait, Alex Miller got a new faucet for her kitchen sink or so.
Oh.
I stand corrected. Shoppingamazon.com through our portal changes nothing for you, but it means the world to this show. Do your shopping at Amazon, and please access it via TMOS. Use the app or go through our website. Now go spend money and spend lots of it. Rob, it's like looking forward to an impromptu theatrical exercise every day.
It's fun. The guys at the social media really sent great items that they bought on Amazon. So I
love
thank
it. Keep
you to all
coming,
of them.
Yeah. And thank you. And hey, you can always do better.
Yes.
Gentlemen, we've had some technical issues on the program today, which means we're getting to this late. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to talk fantasy sports. And now from Pahrumph, Nevada, ladies and gentlemen, the man, the legend, the greatest handicapper in the history of fantasy sports, I give you Mr. Nicky Diamond from Pahrumph, Nevada.
Now,
hi, Nicky.
We pre-called Nicky Diamond. He was a little sleepy. We said, shake it off. Whatever happened, happened. Right. Now we're going to get him on the line now. He apparently has some issues.
Yeah, but I think that he'll be in a good mood. He's very flexible about timing, so us being late is never an issue.
That rat bastard.
He is very patient.
Hello.
Hey, sorry for the delay, Nicky. We thought we'd give you a little extra time to wake up. How are you, my friend?
Oh, well, big weekend here in Pahrumph, fellas.
What's really? Going on, Nicky?
The 53rd annual Fall Festival, baby.
Oh.
The Fall Festival, Pahrumph.
We got a parade, a carnival, a rodeo, a car show. It's whimsical fun in the sun.
Oh, you sound excited, Nicky. Yeah. You sound so much more happy than you did last week. I hope you're not faking it.
Oh, no, I never fake anything, Mike. I am 100% real, honest.
That's exciting, Nicky. I'm so happy. Will you be in attendance at the Pahrumph Fall Festival with the rodeo?
Yeah, I have a booth. I'll be.
You have a booth. Oh, okay. So you have a booth. What do you do? If you're going to like the Fall Festival and like you're seeing everybody with their crafts and their food booths, what does one see when one comes up to the Nicky Diamond booth? What do you offer in your booth that sets you apart?
I offer the greatest fantasy football advice in the world, Mike O'Mara. That's why I'm on your show. Come on.
Okay.
So you're offering fantasy football advice in a carnival setting?
Yeah, it's first time doing it.
Nicky, you're not renting space, are you? Because I would think there would be perhaps more cost-effective ways to promote your business.
I'm not good with money, Mike. I think we established it.
I think you're right. Yeah, so, do you have a banner? Do you have a banner or a poster or anything for people that can identify you?
Okay, write that down to do that.
Yeah, write
no,
it.
I'll get right on that. I'll get the banner.
Vista
Print. Nicky Diamond. Yeah. I would love to see. Hey, listen, you know what?
It's like a kissing booth.
It's short notice, we have tremendous graphic designers in our listening audience, and I would be more than willing to see somebody come up with a football handicapper Nicky Diamond logo of some kind.
Hey,
Nicky,
you know what would be great? The dot on the I could be a diamond.
Ooh.
Very, very exciting. Very, very exciting.
Sherlock. Hey,
Speedwagon.
Can he speak? Horse guy?
What did he say?
What?
I missed that.
What did you say, Nick?
Is horse guy allowed to speak?
Pony.
Pony wants to speak with you, Nicky. Guys. Pony, talk to Nicky. God.
Hey, Nicky, how's it going?
Good. Do you have any fantasy questions for me? I know these guys, they tend to talk over you.
Oh.
Get a shot.
Yeah, Pony, what's your football question
going
for
on?
Nicky Diamond?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What games are you excited about this week?
Which one am I not excited about? Which one of the football-playing teams do you think is going to win the most points this weekend?
Yes. I knew Boston to you was going to be a home run there.
Oh, wow. Hey, Nicky, can I ask you a question? Do you have your phone under a pillow or something like that?
Yeah.
Could you speak up a little bit? We're having trouble hearing
help
you
help us out,
week.
Dude.
Okay, I'm yelling as loud as I have. You know, I got the roommate situation.
Oh, that's right. You're one of the college kids, the college roommates. That's well, then we better get right to the picks, Nicky. Take it away. Nicky Diamond, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, the Diamond pick of the week, we'll start off with that. Since it was just crushing last week, Ty Montgomery, we're going back to another running back, C.J. Anderson, 2 touchdowns last week and 100 yards. We'll repeat that this week at Buffalo. The Bills got nothing for Denver. C.J. Anderson is your Diamond pick of the week. Light him up!
There it is. Nicky Diamond, it's on and gone this week. Hey, Nicky, did you have a...
What about
Oscar?
The Merle?
Yeah,
lock.
We need the Merle.
Oh, the Merle. We need the Merle. Thing. We need the weekly Merle. Oscar likes the Merle.
She's been playing coy with me, that Merle. But Christy Merle will finally step up to the plate. And why is it called the Merle? Because it's a sure thing. The Merle just... The New York Giants look dreadful, and they will continue to look dreadful if they go into Philadelphia and get destroyed by the Eagles. The Eagles are giving 7 points. They'll give 20. They're going to crush the Giants. It's a sure thing. Put it in the bank.
That's a squirrel. I agree with that one. Yeah. That's a good. Take that one to the bank. That's his best advice in all the years he's been on the show. Nikki, God bless you. Take care of yourself. Have fun at the Pahrump Fall Festival.
Oh, yeah. Fall Festival.
Yeah, Fall Festival. That's right. And tell your friend Rob we want to talk to him. Bye, Nikki. Thank you.
Bye, Nick.
There he goes. That's Nikki Diamond, everybody. Don't have time to do what we planned, Oscar, but that's the way the show goes.
Always next tomorrow, time, for sure.
There's always tomorrow's show. We'll take a break and then come back with news you may not need, the Merle. Hey, I have to agree with him. God, are my Giants sucking this year.
He said,
it's so
depressing. Said rub it down.
Rub it down. Light it up.
I didn't even tell you this. Before the season started, I actually bought Carla a Giants jersey. We were like, going to go out for the Hurricane before the Giants started sucking. You know,
hope you got a deal.
If the Giants beat Philadelphia, that could all turn around.
10%, Mike. Yep. 10%.
That's 10%. Right. We'll take a break and come back with the news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody. It's Mike O'Mara calling from my car along a speeding artery down here in Southwest Florida with a reminder that each and every Wednesday is Wide Open Wednesday. Rob, that's when we take your phone calls. Isn't that right?
Yeah, we answer the calls live on the air, Mike. Keep your eye on the road, please.
Our phone number is 888-920-6673. And Oscar Santana, can you tell me what the best thing about Wide Open Wednesday is, at least in your mind?
Yes, when you call the helpline, Mike, please identify yourself and what city you're calling from. That's the best part.
That's a very technical advice, and I thought it wasn't a helpline. I thought it was the Wide Open Wednesday hotline.
Well, I just like to call it the helpline.
Why?
Because we try to help people.
All right, well, Wide Open Wednesday, you can tell we're real excited about it right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. This portion of our program brought to you by Lyft. I love Lyft.
Yes.
I love it, love it, love it. And there's nothing better than being in the city of Boston and taking a Lyft ride with Marcus Serta back to your lovely sister's brownstone at the end of a Red Sox loss.
Yes.
No, I'm sorry. No, I'm kidding, of course.
You know, Lyft is going to get Oscar to his wedding.
That's right. And Lyft is looking for drivers. With Lyft, you can pick your own hours and you can work when you want. Lyft can make driving the best gig in the world. Lyft was the first ride-sharing app to offer in-app tipping. That means you get tips when you drive for Lyft, and you keep 100% of the tips. Drivers have been paid over $200 million since the tips feature was introduced. Express Pay lets drivers get paid almost instantly. Lyft has even taken the guesswork out of pickups. The new AMP device uses color coding to help passengers find their drivers. Pony could do it.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyone.
Lift somebody home in a Subaru. Simple formula. Happy drivers mean happy passengers. Yes. Maybe that's why 9 out of 10 Lyft rides get a perfect 5-star rating. So join the ride-sharing company that believes in treating its people better. Go to Lyft.com/TMOS today, and you can get a $500 new driver bonus. That's Lyft.com/TMOS. Lyft.com/TMOS. Limited time. I'm sorry, limited time only. Terms apply. Thank you.
News.
Boo. Thank you. Nikki Diamond going to the Fall Festival. I love this show.
He has a boot.
Anyway, Judge Judy, without a banner, Judge Judy brought the gavel down on the National Inquirer.
Oh.
Like saying it the Southern way. Inquirer.
That's nice, yeah.
What are you inquiring about? She forced them to apologize for three bogus stories that they've run about her. One claimed she was fighting Alzheimer's disease and depression. Another said she cheated on her husband. And a third said her stepdaughter, Nicole Shineham, was facing jail time for refusing jury duty. In their apology, they said, quote, "None of these statements are true, and we unequivocally retract them. We sincerely apologize to Judy, Judge Judy,
yes,
and to Nicole." So,
what about Larry?
Don't miss it.
Larry Shineland, I believe, is her husband.
I thought you were talking about Lawrence O'Donnell.
No, he's very upset.
Who I'm strangely channeling right now. truly, because you know what? The first time I read that story, it was a lot funnier. Anyway, Michael Phelps is retired at age 32. He's worth more than $55 million. He's the most decorated Olympian of all time, and he has a one-year-old son. Basically, his life going great, except for one thing. Well, two, if you count the DUIs. Michael says he's still getting harassed for fake racing that shark on the Discovery Channel back in July.
He should be harassed for that because it was BS.
He runs into people daily, he says, who whine about it. He says everyone should have known they weren't going to be racing right next to each other. Well, never underestimate, right?
Right.
Quote, if you really... Oh, quote, it's Michael Phelps. So I have to, if you really have common sense, you misunderstand. I'm not going to get in the water and swim next to a great white shark. No one should ever do that. Still, he calls it one of the coolest things he's done and says he, quote, gets nerded out when he starts talking about it.
He's an idiot. Okay.
He also says, quote, I've said I like to swim out of a cage with a great white, but since I have a family, I don't think that's in the equation. I don't think my wife would be very happy if I did.
I'm sure she's happy all the time, Mrs. Phelps, because he comes home from work and says, hi, honey, let's talk about current events and good topics of conversation.
Right. And you know what Alexa says to him?
What's that?
Good morning, Mr. Phelps. I'm sorry. It's a Mission Impossible joke. I don't think Taco Bell understands what powers their customers have. We like to, Taco Bell customers like to get drunk and then have someone take us through their drive-thru.
True.
They're screwing with it. They don't get it. Taco Bell does not get it. This is corporate suits gone mad. Taco Bell is planning to open about 300 more locations around the country over the next 5 years. But those stores won't have drive-thrus.
What?
Instead, they're going to serve alcohol. I'm sorry, that's not where you get your drink on at Taco Bell. How stupid are these people? This apparently is part of Taco Bell's plan to be more hip and upscale, because those are definitely two words you think of when you think tacos.
Tacos.
It's crap Mexican food.
Yeah.
Keep the drive-thru.
The beers are going to cost more than the meals.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's insane. It doesn't make sense. Taco Bell, you go to Taco Bell after you're drinking. Like I said in the beginning of the story.
Yeah, to finish up. And then get up and ask your brains
out. What's wrong, Taco Bell?
Taco.
By the way, last part of the road trip, 10:45, Mrs. O'Mara rolls into a little road stop. We're gassing up because we're down here in Florida where gas is a little scarce. Right. So we're trying to top off as often as we can. Kid has to go winky-tink. We pull in. There's a Taco Bell. There's a Taco Bell next to the convenience store. And Carla wants a taco.
Sure.
Like 10:45 in the morning. I said, no. We're going an hour up the road. We're going to stop at a regular lunch place. We're going to go to the Iron Skillet or something like that.
Yeah.
You know? Come
Class
on. Give me
up.
A break. Taco Bell, 10:45.
So you didn't let her get a taco?
Well, I don't not let her get anything. She gets what she wants. I talked her into moving on down
the
road.
A better meal.
Mm. He's on down the road. No Taco Bell at 10:45.
Amen.
Thank you very much. Anyway, moving right along. Someone in Chucky, Tennessee.
Where?
Chucky. Chucky.
C-H-U-C-K-E-Y. Oh.
Chucky, Tennessee.
Chucky. Oh, Chucky's felted.
Someone in Chucky, Tennessee already put up their Halloween decorations, and they went with old classics. A bloody pair of jeans and a half shirt sticking out from under their garage door, so it looks like someone got chopped in half.
Chucky.
But since it's mid-September, and people aren't really on the lookout for Halloween decorations yet, the 911 calls have been flowing in.
Oh, boy.
So yesterday, the county sheriff's department posted a photo of the decoration on their Facebook page and asked people to please stop calling it. The Tennesseans.
Somebody's dead under a garage door, and I'm going to call because I'm scared.
Hello, Chucky police.
Going to be a long month and a half till Halloween for all of us. My kid's already got his costume. I got it in the...
I saw a preview in a business meeting.
I got Costco. Got a Costco
What did you get
costume.
Him? Can I
got
guess?
Him Jack, got him Jack Sparrow.
I was going to guess a pirate.
Yeah, oh, I thought he was going to be a 300 member.
It's Jack Sparrow. He's got the dreads and stuff. It's cool.
Oh, that's
like
great.
Yeah,
what was
the
armor I saw yesterday?
The armor
that's
is...
That's for Mike.
That's just the dollar store. She got something made in China.
Family dollar suit of armor.
Family dollar cheap plastic sold fire. And now a little something something. Police say a 70-year-old Florida man cut another man in the face with a machete during a fight in a bank parking lot. The Orlando Sentinel reports that Deland Police Department responded to a fight Monday morning and found George Dominguez with a large cut on his face.
You get a cut on your face!
And Arian Hubbard, was sitting there waiting in his car. Dominguez told police Hubbard had almost hit him with his car, leading to a verbal confrontation that escalated into a physical fight. The arrest report says the two began pushing each other, and Hubbard went to his car and got a machete out and cut Dominguez.
Of course.
Dominguez told police he didn't want to press charges against Hubbard. He was taken to the hospital. Hubbard faces aggravated battery charges. It's unclear if he has a lawyer. Remember, machetes don't kill people. People do. Thank you. Little Florida story there.
That was Florida, was it?
Florida.
Yeah.
My home state. Great to be back. Welcome back to Florida, everybody. We'll take a break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa. Rob's Little Sounds, the Audio Vault, coming up next.
Ladies, are you looking for hot singles in your area? Looking to connect with some of the most eligible bachelors and be swept off your feet and led into the sunset? Looking to find that kind of romance that can only be found in that movie Titanic?
Yeah? Well, me too. But in the meantime, you can find plenty of stupid cat videos to fill the void in the TMOS Ladies Who Lunch Facebook group. Join today to get your weekly dose of stupid pictures and connect with plenty of hot singles in your area. If you count Ponyboy.
Here's to the ladies who lunch.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, we're proud to announce the debut of a brand new source for all your voiceover needs, MikeOVO.com. It's a cinch to make any voiceover sound the best it can be. MikeOVO.com brings you one click away from the golden tones of Mr. Mike O'Mara. That happens to be me. Whether you need a classic announcer, character voice, or one of the signature celebrity impressions,
Mavi.
See, that's an obscure one that I love.
Thank you. Whatever you need, Mike OVO can make it happen. Just got done doing one this week. Right now, in the middle of Irma, I put everything together and got this out to a super secret client that I can't tell you about. But it was very, very special. You know, I can do it for you, too. You can write it. You can. I can voice it. Bring it to life. Just go to MikeOVO.com. Contact us today, and Pony will try to get me the information. MikeOVO.com. Let Mike do the talking, and we thank you. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Thursday, September 21, 2017. Rob Spiewak. Lawrence O'Donnell.
Doff my cap to ye, and I doff my cap to Oscar.
Oh, really?
Because you guys called it.
America has voted. The winner of the $1 million and the star of the headline show in Las Vegas is...
Darcy Lynn, not a stretch, really.
Picked it a long time ago, too.
We did. She was wonderfully talented and a cute little kid. And I didn't realize there were so many ventriloquists making money in Vegas.
Fader Theater is, I believe, at the Mirage now. I think that's where his residency
Correct.
Is.
Correct.
Sure.
He did a routine with her, and I want you to listen. He sounds like he's got his mouth shut the whole time. Apparently, the greatest ventriloquist in Vegas cannot sing with his mouth shut as well as this 12-year-old kid. Listen to them and tell
me.
Kid's
amazing to watch.
The way she shines is unbelievable with her talent.
Anything you can be, I can be greater. Sooner or later, I'm greater than you.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
A good tell on Terry Fader is he doesn't say am, he says an. Yes, I am.
Well, that's if you look in a book of how to be a ventriloquist, your N's are supposed to replace your M's. I remember that from when I went to ventriloquism school.
And Mike, you've really... Why did you give it up?
I gave it up because it really wasn't something that I was interested in doing. I didn't realize that it was going to be that fun. And so, you know, I can sing also and do the ventriloquism. This is Sir Vila just had the video stream. Hello, everybody.
But listen on. Good. She is so much more talented than this guy.
Wow, Winston, you sound like the original.
Hello, impersonating turtle.
Any note you can reach, I can reach higher.
I can sing any note higher than you.
No, you can't.
She's so much clearer.
No, right?
Can. Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can.
Any residency you have, I can take over.
He's got to be nice. And the other guy, too. Well, there are two of them, right? There's the one. That
oh
won.
God, yeah. And then there's a like a skinny blonde
there's the
guy.
Pro that came in. That's Terry Fader, the pro that saw her in the dressing room.
Right.
But I mean, she's gonna wax them.
Yeah, she
she's
is.
You're gonna go to a ventriloquism show in Vegas, you're not going to see anything. You're gonna go see the kid.
Yeah, you know what's gonna happen? He's about 2 or 3 months away from saying, "Welcome to the Mirage."
Yeah, I just hope
we can talk your dinner.
I hope she's taken care of, though. You know what I mean, Rob? I hope it's not like 20 years from now, and it's just like, hey,
like a true Hollywood story.
Hi, is this Darcy Lynn? I want to say welcome to the Tangiers. Sales have increased when you still wear the 12-year-old dress. So we're going to need you to wear the 12-year-old dress.
I wish her the best. I truly do. Talent is fun.
All right. I'm no fan of James Corden. I think Carpool Karaoke is overdone. But yes. Dave Grohl last night told a story about when he broke his leg at that Foo Fighters concert.
Yeah.
That is stomach churning. I didn't realize it was as bad as all this.
So let's talk about the leg break. How was that?
Well,
it hurt.
It kind of sucked a little. Although it didn't hurt when
at the
it
time,
happened.
Of course, because you're full of adrenaline.
So I had adrenaline in me, and there was a big stadium full of people. So I tripped and saw the edge of the stage. And it was this big festival stage, about 12 feet high. And I thought, like, I'll just jump. And then I landed, and I immediately got up. And it was nothing there. It was like mochi. It was just like. But it was only the second song of the set, and I felt so bad that all those people had come and only seen two songs, you know? So I said to the audience, I said, oh, I'm gonna go fix this, then I'll be back. So they pulled me out to the side, and they're like, your ankle's dislocated. We must put it back in right now. And I was like, okay.
Oh, no.
And so they put gauze on my mouth, and I just bite on this, and then I went, but my leg was broken, too. I'm like, okay, can I finish the show? And this guy holding my ankle, he's like, well, I have to hold your ankle in place.
Oh, my God.
And so I was like, well, then you got to come up on stage. Best show ever had.
So he finished his set with a guy holding his ankle together.
Man.
It's a man who loves his fans.
Cringeworthy.
Yeah. All right. Here's good news, Mike.
We've Darcy Lynn wouldn't have done that.
Anything you can break, I can break.
She'd hold a puppet's foot.
yes, I can.
I've worked with you 25 years, and I finally get to say it. Right Said Fred has a new record out.
Oh.
You remember them from I'm Too Sexy?
Yeah.
They have taken I'm Too Sexy and married it to Taylor Swift.
And I'm too sexy for Milan. Too sexy for Milan, New York and Japan.
Oh, look what you made me do. Look what you made me do.
Is that it?
That's it.
It's exactly the same thing.
Hey, they got rent to pay.
They just remixed their old
hit. That's not a new song.
Well, it's a new release.
What's wrong with you?
Mike, it's Right
really,
Said Fred.
Do you love that band so much that we had to hear that?
I think my point in playing that is that they had an record in 1991.
And they had 20 years to come up with a new song.
And this is what they've done. All right?
Love the intro.
You did sell us, though, like it was going to be something great.
Well, sometimes I use trickery. It's called misdirection.
By the way, have you been playing? Have you been playing Earth, Wind, and Fire today on the show? I didn't play
any Earth, Wind, and Fire today because I thought that was a little hack. I mentioned it on Facebook, but I didn't play it on our show.
So you're okay being hack on social media, but not on this show. That's nice. I appreciate it.
I don't want to drag your name through the mud, Mike.
Very good.
All right. Speaking of songs, Billboard listed the top 100 jock jams. And now that I am a football announcer, it was of great interest to me. These are the top 100 songs that they play in stadiums to get the crowd pumped up. Here are the top three. Number three, Naughty by Nature.
I live in top of hip-hop. This is hip-hop of the day. I get props to hip-hop, so hip-hop hooray. Hey,
I don't play this at Fortune Field. But I do play number two, Guns N' Roses. Traditional ender for the first half for me. Love this one. Can you guess the number one jock jam of all time to get a stadium pump?
Who Let the Dogs Out?
I think that might have been the answer some years ago, but this is an older song.
That's
that
most
is,
of my questions are answered
up the
that
volume?
Way. It might have been the answer some years ago.
No, this one I still play. This is a favorite.
Buddy, you're an old man.
Queen.
Yeah. And what I like about Queen is if you play the intro, you can get the people doing the stamping on the stadium. Stamps. Yeah, I love it. So anyway, those are your jock jams. And we close with Jimmy Kimmel. There was a kind of an eerie mix-up on Amazon.
Hello, Amazon customer. Someone great recently purchased a gift.
I'm sorry, I messed your thing up. I was trying to get my Earth, Wind, and Fire, but you were so fast.
Okay. Well, I apologize.
Go ahead. Start again. I'll stop. I won't do the Earth, Wind, and Fire.
An eerie mix-up on Amazon.
Hello, Amazon customer. Someone great recently purchased a gift from your baby registry. Turns out a lot of other people got this email, and most of whom didn't have an Amazon baby registry. I didn't have an Amazon baby registry. Amazon said the emails were the result of a technical glitch. But how scary would it be if you got this and then the next day you found out your wife was pregnant? Like, Amazon knows everything. It's if you like vitamins, you might also like a child. I don't know.
That's your magic audio ball. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two Vs at MikeOmerichow.com. Mailing address TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C.
I would climb any mountain.
2007.
Sail across the stormy sea.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
That's what it takes me, baby.
Join us again
to show how much you mean to me
for the best part of your day.
And I guess it's just the woman in you,
the mic
that brings out the man in me.
O'Mara Show.
I know I can't help myself.
Bye bye.
Fall Festival.
Everybody. One last thing. Please remember that MikeOmerichow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOmerichow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.